The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Mike Quick, sponsored by Bet Parks. Every weekend, the double the spread boost for all users on one pro football game. Check the Bet Parks app. Friday, must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Michigan. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, Wednesdays are a cool day for us with the show because right around this time Wednesday, we, of course, had just said goodbye to Ross Tucker, and we say hello to Quick Six, Mr. Mike Quick. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Special shout-out to the Harrisburg legend.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, Ricky Waters. This Ricky Waters. Harrisburg legend, Ricky Waters.
Big head here today, Mike.
Harrisburg legend, Tim Rempfel, Ricky Waters' coach, who ended up, I was coached by the same man who coached Ricky Waters.
And there it is. School. Well, yes. We should get Ricky on the show. All right, so Mike, the Eagles.
For who, for what?
Yeah, for who, for what exactly. My God, what a disaster that was. So, Mike, there's so many ways to go with the Eagles. Let's start with this. Do you think they have the best defense in football?
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, if they're not the best, they're one of the top defenses in football.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk defense, the great ones, they have Pro Bowl type of players at each level of the defense, and the Eagles certainly do have that. They've got, you know, a couple of guys in the trenches that are just, they're difference makers. Jalen Carter just changes the game. He's a difference maker. Mm-hmm. And I think the reason why Milton Williams has been so effective is because he's getting a lot of one-on-ones, because if they don't have two pairs of hands on Jalen Carter, he wrecks the game. And even when they do, sometimes he's still a problem. This is a very good defense. And I'll say this. It has a lot to do with the guy who's putting these guys in position, the guy who's orchestrating the movements on this defense, Vic Fangio. It has a whole lot to do with that.
How does Vic Fangio account for the potential rookie wall with two rookies in his secondary? Starting two rookies. The rookie wall, I know I hit it. I know that it is real for most everyone I've talked to, and it's right about now.
Yeah. So that's it. I don't know. I just think this all this new and modern science and the recovery and all the details that they put into Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trying to get these guys back so that they are at peak performance on game day, I think that helps. But I really don't know. That's a real good question. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, I don't know what you really can do. I mean, you play them less, then you're not as good. So,
yeah.
But it is, Mike, it is notable because Jalen Carter, it felt like, really hit it last year. He hit that wall. And
undoubtedly.
Yeah,
undoubtedly. He disappeared.
And so we hope that doesn't happen to, you know, Quinyon and Cooper DeJean. Mike, the Cooper DeJean play, can you talk about, you know, so you were on a team that would have moments. I guess in 90 you were on the team, but probably injured during the Giants game. But like when Keith Byers hit Pepper Johnson, like when there's a moment like that, what does that do for the football team when you see one of your teammates have a moment like Cooper DeJean had with a future Hall of Famer the other day?
First of all, dude, your recall is just amazing to me because I was injured during that game. And I actually watched that game from the booth with Merrill Reese and Stan Walters.
Wow.
Your recall just blows me away sometimes.
Well, I'll say this. I'll say this, Mike.
Dead hammer!
He's weird, Mike.
That's all I got to say.
Really, he's just above all else.
Dead hammer!
Weirdness.
Some would say I need to get a life, and those people would be correct. But anyway, Mike, go ahead.
So that type of play, it just, I mean, if you watch the sideline and watch the reaction from the team, it tells you all that you need to know. It gets everybody jacked. It gets everybody pumped up. I talked to Cooper right after a game, and I said, dude, no one puts that guy on his back.
Right.
And he says to me, I'm so glad he didn't see me coming because he was on him so quickly.
Yeah.
And just the detail in the way that he just used his leverage to take his legs out from under him, put him on his back. You just can't draw it up any better than that.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Mike, let's talk about the receivers. You know, we love talking, you leaning into the receiving element, obviously, with your background. So in the absence of Devontae, and we'll see if he plays, but they're hanging in there getting wins, but it's not like these guys are flourishing. So,
right.
You know, AJ's AJ, no doubt about that. But beyond that, when Devontae's out, who do you feel most comfortable going to? And frankly, how good are they? And I'm talking about Dotson and Wilson and all down the line, all those guys.
I think you can tell just by the way the ball is distributed that the confidence is not there yet in these guys. And it starts with Jalen, and he has to be comfortable with these guys. I thought Johnny Wilson was coming on, and he was starting to get a little more attention. So hopefully he's back. Hopefully Devontae's back, and I think he will be. We saw him out jogging around before the game last week and really chomping at the bit. So I know he wants to play. Hopefully he's back. But when you don't have the two of them on there, there's a big drop-off in the passing game and the distribution of passes, quite honestly.
Do you mess around at all, Mike, with the theory that if Devontae's not 100% but near it, that you keep him out because they should be able to beat Carolina even without him? Do you play with that?
I think you play him whenever he's ready to play. I don't think you take any team lightly. They're going to have to prove to the Carolina Panthers that they're the better team. Listen, I watched these
Carolina's
guys
playing hard.
The last two games, they've lost the last two games by 3 points each game. The last one went into overtime.
Wow, yeah.
They play hard, and their defense is not something that you just say, hey, they can't play. It's going to be a tough fight. If they don't prove early in the game that we're the dominant team, then they're going to have a fight on their hands in the fourth quarter against Carolina.
I agree with that. The Panther complacency, that can't exist. This is a good team at this point of the season.
Well, I don't think they're a good team.
Look,
they're
way better. Way better. Mike, is there – if this team continues to win – can that be construed as a negative once we get to a certain point? You know, once the postseason starts, you don't, no more losses, but there's sort of a point in time where a loss can be good for a team. And I'm thinking right here, you know, these next couple weeks here where the coaches could turn it around for the Eagle players and say, guys, here's where we need to get better. Here's why we had problems on Sunday. You know, would a loss be advisable almost?
I don't want to see a loss. And I don't know. I think they do a really good job of compartmentalizing each and every week and not letting the last week fold over into this week. And I think as long as they continue to do that, if a loss comes up, it comes up. Mm-hmm. But you have to prepare each and every week to win the game. And that whole mindset of taking a loss or these scheduled losses that someone came up with somewhere in Philadelphia, that just that thinking does not exist in my head.
No, you're right. You're right. In the preparation for a game, there's no way that ever crosses your mind. But I'm just saying, in the grand scheme of things, as me as a fan looking at this from the outside, I'm thinking, man, this team, they might need it. It might be better for them to get that out of their system now, because then they can truly be, you know, slapped on the wrist one last time before the playoffs start.
Yeah, Mike, here's where I'm at on that theory. Like, I get what John's saying, but I also don't worry about this team not handling their business week to week. I think Sirianni's got them firing on so many cylinders right now.
And that could be.
You know what I'm saying? I think they're,
that's fair.
They're, I mean, okay, that's, on that one.
It looks like that's the way they operate.
Now, look, to be fair, 2017 Eagles struggled going into the postseason, and did that maybe help them? Maybe. Maybe, yes. Doug was able to dig in, maybe. I mean, it sometimes, happened in 85, you know, with Villanova. They got smoked by Pitt and then cranked it up in the NCAA tournament.
Of course, everyone knows that.
But coaches, sometimes they take.
Are you kidding me?
Like,
Joe, final, what is regular, wrong with
final
your brain?
Regular season game.
People in this area of a certain age remember
the
that.
The Pitt Panthers, yeah, smoked they Villanova, yep, and Raleigh cranked it up.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah. What was the score? Three Big East teams in the Final Four,
what
right?
What was the score?
I don't know, but it was about a 30-point loss. Now Villanova.
30 points?
Now Villanova subsequently lost in the semifinals of the Big, yes, East tournament, but then NCAA tournament 6 in a row.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, I think it gives coaches a reason to. It gives coaches a reason to coach guys up hard, but after a loss. But you know, that mindset doesn't come into play at all.
Yeah, I get you. Hey, Mike, great stuff, bud. We look forward to talking to you next week. It's an 8-game winning streak. Hopefully, it's a 16-game winning streak when all is said and done in a parade. So, Mike, have a wonderful rest of the day. Great call on Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Mike.
There he is, Mr. Mike Quick.